Alloway Parks Rec and Forestry Committee meeting Tuesday, August 25th, 6:30 p.m.
We could go around the room and just say your name, do a roll call. I'm Lee Bushy.
Martha Bonney.
Bob Ferguson.
Angie Wolzig Adrians.
We need to introduce our guests as well.
I'll introduce them in a couple of minutes. This won't take too long.
Any additions or modifications to the agenda, or do I have a motion to adopt the agenda as it is?
I have one change. I have an L in my name between A and Z.
Oh, yeah. Look at that misspelling. Thank you.
Thank you, Angel.
Sure. Did they?
All right.
I guess I forgot to check.
Yeah, I got it right on that one.
Right. Yeah. Yes, you did.
Or I should say Debbie has it right on that one. She's the one who put that together. So.
Any other modifications to the agenda? Or do I have a motion to adopt with the modification of Angela's name? Spell it.
I'll move to adopt the agenda.
Thank you, Angela. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay. Approval of the minutes from the May 26th meeting. And Bob, you and I were both there, correct?
Yes, we were.
Do you see anything on the minutes that we need to modify, or do I have a motion from you to accept them as is?
I make a motion we accept them as is.
I'll second that. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Introduction of new committee members.
Well, we have two new members, and I should have, during the roll call, I forgot to mention Dave Dorn and Rob Atwood are both excused. They're both on vacation this week, so... But two new committee members, Martha and Angela. If you want to say a little bit about yourself, maybe where you live and things like that.
I'm Martha. I live on Orchard Lane, right by the, right between the Y and 172. Parallel right there. I grew up in Alloway and moved away for college, and then came back and have lived here for a long time. I am a teacher for the Green Bay School District and just started a new position at Washington Middle School. Today.
Good. Yeah.
So,
back to work.
Huh? Yeah. I have two kids, a 9-year-old and an 11-year-old, and my husband also. And we're super active and use the parks and the trails all the time. So really excited to be a part of the committee.
Well, great. Welcome. Thank you.
I am Angie, or Angela Kowalczyk Adrians. The last name seems difficult, but really it's phonetically spelled. but I've been at Alloway 13 years, and I'm a planner, a natural resource planner at Bay Lake Regional Planning Commission, which is a kind of regional agency. We do planning for Northeast Wisconsin, governmental agencies. So we assist local units of government with planning. I've been there 14 years, and mostly do kind of environmental type projects, so this committee seems to kind of fit in nicely with the work I do.
Well, welcome, and thanks. This isn't the only committee you're on, correct?
Right, I'm also on the Plan Commission.
So. Okay. Yeah. Welcome and thank you.
Sure.
Thank you very much. So.
Thank you for volunteering.
Thanks.
Moving on, reports.
Just wanted to touch on some of our projects that we've been working on. Alloway Trail connection project, which is the trail that runs from Webster down to the Fox River Trail, is almost completed. For the most part, users have been using it. All the signage is up and everything like that. We're still working on our punch list to make sure everything is done correctly. Hopefully that will be wrapped up within the next few weeks. And then that contract will be done. So, but already seeing a lot of people utilizing that trail. Mm-hmm. And that, so the next step that we're looking at with regards to that project at some point I know that the county is going to be working on, the state, I should say, is going to be working on that intersection of Webster and the 172 ramp there, and doing some work there. And hopefully that will help with, they're going to be also looking at the possibility of a pedestrian crossing. We're going to have to try to find a way to make it safe and easily for the pedestrians and bikers to get across Webster as well. So, that'll be something that'll be talked about during that process, and or at least in the reconstruction of Webster, which is in the next 5 years or so. I can't recall what the time frame is on that, but definitely. But that's the next step in that project. And then as soon as Green Avenue gets totally reconstructed, there's going to be sidewalks on that for the whole length all the way down to Green Isle Park, which will be a connector down to the Resch Family East River Trail. So,
will there be any signage that designates that then as the connector? Or
in the future, yeah, we can take a look at that, definitely. Because, for somebody that may not be from the area, they're not necessarily going to know that that's the route to go.
Right.
So, yeah, we can definitely take a look at that. Good idea. So,
before the pedestrian crossing gets put up, is there going to be any sign on the trail that says, like, the trail is ending? Because when you come up the trail and hit Webster,
mm-hmm.
it's a little dicey. Right,
right.
There.
And that's that one thing that we should need to do is either put a end of trail sign or try to direct them back to the north along the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is a pedestrian crossing at Green Avenue, mm-hmm. On the pavement. So we need to probably put some signage up to get the users, to go that way. So. And I know that even speaking with one of the consultants that was working on the project, going across the bridge, if you're on a bicycle, you don't want to be riding your bicycle going across the bridge. So those are some things that definitely need to be looked at. So great. Green Isle softball diamond lighting project, that is completed. Their lights have actually been utilized now. Very nice job on that. We have even removed, got the old lights out, and the softball leagues are utilizing them, and came in at budget. So,
what do you do with the old ones?
Those were so old and so inefficient, we're just going to scrap them. We're going to utilize the poles, reuse the poles, but the lights themselves we're saving or trying to even sell. So. Lastly, pet signage in the parks. Has anybody noticed our new signage?
Mm-hmm. Which
park?
Okay.
Well, we've put them in several of the park areas, particularly Wheezy Park, Kiwanis Park, and all along the East River Trail, and Green Isle Park. Signage that says green signs, no dogs in parks, and then yellow signs along the trail, reminding people to keep their pets on leashes and clean up after them. So
you're putting one on Webster too, I suppose. Webster Park.
I don't know if the guy's got one up there yet or not. Did you have you noticed or not? Okay, I'll double check on that because we've got
sure.
some extras in that. So, and if you see anybody out there with the dog in the park, yell at him. Feel free.
I'll give him a bag.
Did we ever decide to do anything with the receptacles
with the bag holders?
Bag holders.
The guys are working on that right
okay.
now. Yeah, I just I talked to them right before I left on vacation, so they're working on those. So we'll try to get those put in as well.
And they were just going to do the PVC
yeah,
pipe.
Yeah, just
ones.
The PVC pipe.
I don't know
pipe
if you guys have seen those models or not, but you can make them yourself, or
yeah.
you just put waste shopping
grocery
bags
in there and
then, in them, and
right.
at least then people don't have an excuse that they don't have a bag on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. So. We're trying to, make it as pet friendly as possible, still within the ordinances that we have, and hopefully, people will get the hint, with this. So, it seems to be working out pretty well. I've received a few calls of people questioning, no dogs in parks. How are we going to get that? Well, you can walk to the trail. Access is fine. Just, you know, don't let your dog run loose in the park across a soccer field, which was an issue. So, okay. Any other questions?
Anything else on the reports? The outdoor recreation and open space plan.
Well, great. Well, that's the main reason we're here, and that's why Jeff and Rebecca are here from Rettler. We had chosen Rettler, and thank you all for helping with the scoring of our consultants. It was a process, and you know, I think in the end we will be very satisfied with our end product. Rettler is very well known throughout the state with the types of work that they do with park and rec agencies and schools and that and these type of plans, and I have no concerns at all, and I'm looking very forward to working with them on this project. Matter of fact, we started today. They showed up a little early. We did the park tour and went around and looked at all the sites and you know, took some notes on different things. So we got the ball rolling already. We asked them to come in this evening and give us kind of a kickoff, you know, to what we're anticipating, what we're looking for. And with
thank
that,
you.
Jeff.
We're as excited to be here, too. Well, thanks so much. I know it helps to be low on your feet, as you know.
And we appreciate that.
Yep, and we really want to work for you, to be honest. We've done a lot of work in the area. We're working in the area at UW-Green Bay, Lawrence University in Appleton, and De Pere, and all sorts of different communities in the area. And we love to be here, and we appreciate you guys hiring us. My name is Jeff Bolling. I'm a landscape architect. I've been with Rettler Corp for 24 years. I was Rick Rettler's third employee. Our firm has grown since 1991. Boy, that's a long time ago. But we really, again, we appreciate being here. I've done a lot of different types of, personally, a lot of different park planning. I grew up in the south side of Milwaukee. I grew up in parks as a kid. That's why I love them so much. And we have beautiful parks in Milwaukee County along Lake Michigan and rec departments that were just a lot of fun. And my wife worked with the rec department there as well. But so parks are really dear to me, and that's why I'm doing that. I'm on the park board on Stevens Point. I'm the park board president. I've been on the park board over 12 years with Tom Schrader, a great guy in the state. Chris knows him. Just a staple of our community, and we have great parks there too. So, again, we're lucky to be working in parks. It's such a fun thing versus doing some other sort of designing and planning. Our firm has planners, designers, engineers, surveyors. Again, we do a lot of construction type projects besides just the big fancy pictures. We actually build a lot of parks and build a lot of school sites. All the athletic facilities, not all, but most in the area. All of the Pure big, you know, Pure High School last year. Green Bay Southwest, Ashwaubenon, tons of work in those areas. And synthetic turf now is a big, big deal, and that's what we're doing now. But before that, we did a lot of green turf fields and park-type spaces in Ledgeview and all over the area. And Rebecca's here. How long have you been with us, Rebecca?
8 years.
8 years. And she's fabulous. She does all the fun graphic things that I can't do. I started on pen and ink and paper, and Rebecca's amazing on the computer, and she does a wonderful job of our planning and helping us. And her and I have done probably 6 comp plans together, core plans together, at least 6. Recent ones in Oshkosh. We did 2 in De Pere, the first one in the update, and Marshfield we just did, Superior. I don't know, I can't think of them all. But again, we're happy to be here. So Chris and I, after he said we got the job, I came over, and we sat down and went through kind of a schedule. And these usually take between 3 and 5 months. I mean, we have one in Little Chute, their director left, and that's been a year now because they're waiting to get their new director. But usually it's 3 to 5 months, and they're really cool. And they used to be boring when I first started in the industry, to be quite honest. Most people got it done, threw it up on the shelf, and when they wanted to get their funding from DNR, they had a check mark that they did one. I feel that we've actually brought our documents up to the next level of actually using it as a real tool. And some of the things aren't just from us, but we have great mapping now through GIS, and people can use those, their staff can use them for deliveries, for pointing out to the public what's really going on. Years ago, we didn't have this technology. That's really great. The other things we're doing is we're looking beyond 5 years. Our firm looks at more of a comprehensive plan for all your needs of the community and all the things you want to put into this book. So before, they were always for 5 years, and technically they are for DNR. But we actually split capital improvements into low, medium, and high priority. So low is high is 1 to 5, medium 5 to 10, and then beyond. So when Chris or the staff looks at all the playgrounds eventually need to be redone, what's the value of those and when should you target those? So all those play equipment for each park will be in there. The thing that kind of freaks out the councils and the boards are, how can I adopt a $6 million plan? Because you can imagine but the point is there's so many resources that you folks have that you need to keep maintaining them and have a plan for the future, mm-hmm. so people can realize what the value of those green spaces are. So I know we're going to put together a really cool book. One of the critical things of putting together a good study is to getting good input. And we've done need assessment surveys in other communities with the user groups, where we actually target users and give them a survey to fill out and return. But Chris has agreed with us in the big picture to put a survey out to the public. And I know he has one today that we can talk about. So that's one of the things we need to do, is gather information. And at your next meeting, before the meeting, I think at 5 or so, we're going to have a public input meeting. Now, there might be no one here. It could be jammed. I don't know. I don't know your community. DePere was terrible. No, DePere was good. Little Chute was terrible. Nobody showed up. Doesn't mean they don't love their parks, but Superior was chaotic. Everybody showed up. I mean, it just depends what's going on. Mm-hmm. Marshfield needed a new city pool, so a lot of people showed up because they wanted that. So we'll see how that goes, and I don't know how exactly it's going to be marketed. It'll have to be in the paper and the... in your village.
We're going to use our new tool, the Alloway Neighbors publication that everybody gets at their homes. So that's actually been a great resource for us for connecting with the citizens and that. So
at that meeting we can introduce some of the input we got back from the users, some of the information of the existing conditions of the parks that we found, and open it up to public input if there are some folks here that they could do that.
In addition, we're going to take our survey and utilize SurveyMonkey for the month of September and put it on our website and, communicate.
So if you know anybody, or just say, hey, it's on the website, you have till the end of the month,
fill it out. We put that in the next edition of the Alloway Neighbors, that survey will be on the website, so everyone that gets that will see that they can go to the website. And
things we've been seeing in those surveys, I mean, you know, the surveys are always, they're broad, but some of the good things that it tells us is what facilities they're using, what some of the dislikes they might have, because that's important to know. Like in Oshkosh, what came through and through was, whatever you guys have, you better maintain. And all your restrooms are really poor. They're bad. Fix them, clean them, keep them from smelling, and we want some nice restrooms. That spurred development in their community of building new restrooms, and they had to meet ADA and all that. So all that helped get it going. And so that's pretty cool. So some of that can actually help as far as the input. So then we get all that input. We looked at all the existing parks. And the book starts to get larger and larger and larger. And then we come up with capital improvements and needs and wants. And that's where we do costs for a new kayak launch or irrigation at a field or lights at a softball field. So we start to actually put that in for every park. We'll have a nice document that lays that out per park, and then a total. Again, that number gets pretty large. And then we put other things in there like these aerials and funding resources and have all in back in the appendix. We'll have all the survey information. And So it's a real good document. Again, 3 to 5 months, maybe a little longer, maybe a little shorter, depending on meetings and Christmas is coming up and all that. So that's kind of where we're at. Chris, did I forget anything at this point?
I don't think so. Jeff has come up with a timeline for, you know, some of the things that they're going to be working on, some of the things I need to work on in assisting them. So we'll be working on those. We've got, like, the next month, we've got a specific list of things that we're going to be working on. Most important was to get the ball rolling on this survey, and I have a draft of the survey questions that I printed off for everyone to. These are what we're going to start with. These aren't necessarily what all the questions are going to be so feel free to read through those, and in the next few days, if you can think of any other questions that maybe we missed, or anything that you think that, you know, we might want to be looking at, feel free to shoot me an email, and you know, then we can look to add that to the questionnaire. I'm anticipating to have that go live by next week and have it up on the website.
I think what's going to be kind of critical, or very critical, is this group here. Once we see all the needs, you folks are going to need to help us whittle it down and prioritize those. Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's tougher, you know. So it's not uncomfortable. It's just, you know, that's something that you folks are going to need to do. Plus, it sounds like a lot of you folks use all your parks. So if you see something that's not working or you want to throw into the park, please, that's why you're on the board. So we'll be looking at input. The other thing is there's a mission statement of the village. You know, I told Chris it's okay.
Yeah.
Not that it's that important having a wonderful mission statement, but you might want to consider a new one or changing that. And then also goals and objectives to the document and recommendations that Chris comes up with specifically for each park and the entire, you know, dog thing, working with schools, all those things.
So those
will be helped and reviewed by you guys.
Right. Those will be things that we'll, at each of the meetings in the next few months, and we'll be touching on
chipping those away, and
chipping away at them. And, you know, and then you guys will come back with a draft,
yep,
you know, towards the end, and we'll go through that and you know, say
yes, no,
you know, scratch that, change that, those type of things before we have a final. So I really appreciate, you know, you guys helping out with this.
And usually it's a real, you know, parks are fun again. So usually it's real positive. There's always sometimes some major issues, but what the heck? Everybody has an opinion, and we need to listen to them and have the board make some decisions.
So you need our feedback on the survey by when, Chris?
By the end of this week, if you could. That'd be great.
I suppose if Rob and Dave are on vacation, they wouldn't be able to. You might want to still
probably
send
it. Probably not. I could shoot an email.
You might want to send it to the three who aren't here.
Yeah, just so I can shoot them emails.
They have a chance.
Typically, they'll be able to see that. So.
Well, the other thing I forgot to talk about is we have those neat aerial maps back there, and that's just a couple parks. But what we actually do is we'll actually do concept plans over the top of those for ones that might be getting redeveloped. Like maybe we're going to have some more parking at Optimus and a gazebo over by the wetlands with some boardwalks. We can schematically put that on there to give people an idea of what's going on. So included in your book will be some of those concept plans with costs for those improvements. So that when you're trying to either fundraise privately or publicly, you can say, this is what we're thinking for Optimus.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how much the parking lot was, the lighting, the signage, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, again, it's a working tool document that works out pretty good.
That I think that's what I'm most excited about is that having, you know, all the capital improvements listed along with costs, that you can work a plan to on how are we going to fund this. You can look at grants. You can look at other funding alternatives. whether that's donations, whatnot. Right. And having a plan like that, you know, if you go ask for donations, you know.
Everybody's like, well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, but if you can prove it, yeah, you can show it to them.
And you say, here's the need, why we need it, mm-hmm. and that supports this, and everybody's like this. So that works.
Yeah.
That's how stuff gets done.
So our next meeting in September, there would be a meeting before our committee meeting?
That is correct. We're going to have a public informational meeting, input meeting before that. So we'll have it in the other room, open it up, you know, have some of these type of things. And
September 22nd, right?
Yeah, I believe so. And you know, that way we can get input from our users. And,
you know. For the people that have been here a while, you think a lot of folks will show up or not so much? Or just curious. I know I'm not going to hold it.
Right. I would say there'll be enough because from
like 20?
When we had our public informational meetings for the corridor plans, there were in that 20 range.
Okay.
So I would think that we could expect the same amount.
That's good.
You know, people like that. And
it will relate to the publicity on it, too, mm-hmm. how well the word gets out that people know.
Right.
Because I think a lot of our population really is invested in our parks, mm-hmm. you know, and if they know there's a meeting on input on them, mm-hmm. I think there would be a big interest.
Sure.
Well, they're gorgeous parks, really nice, the ones on the river, the athletic ones. I mean, people should be proud. There's a lot there to, I don't see tons of them to improve on, but it's, but there's other, you know, there's areas obviously you can always make better, but beautiful settings, man, that sunrise, was it, I don't know, the sunset.
Sunset?
Yeah. Wow, I mean, on the river, unbelievable, beautiful tonight, you know, with the sun coming out and Green Isles, unbelievable, you know, just some really cool park, so they have a lot to be proud of, so they should show up, I would think.
Mm-hmm. Any questions?
Any other questions about this process?
Mm-hmm. Okay, good.
All right, we'll see you on the 22nd. And the Survey Monkey will be in process.
Yep.
And we'll be gathering that info. And we'll have some other things at the meeting to go
mm-hmm.
through.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, if you folks are at the public meeting, we can talk about that, too. So, and hopefully we get back some of the user group info by then.
Great.
So you and I have, us three have a
Great.
Lot to do.
Great.
I'm glad I brought you into that. Us three will have a lot to do. Over the next month. So.
Well, good.
All
good.
Right.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks so much.
You know,
and thanks for giving us a tour.
Sure.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
can we leave now? Or
yes, unless you want to stay.
We could stay, but
yeah.
We have a long drive back.
Yeah.
Right. So. I know the feeling.
Yeah.
You're free to leave.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Have a good week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take this a little while.
Well, I'll go ahead and hand these sheets out. Make sure I get the right ones.
Let's leave those two. Chris, can you bring this to the public meeting next?
Sure, yeah.
Sure. We'll just leave them right here.
Okay.
Thanks again, guys.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a safe drive.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. See you soon.
So, moving on to the 2016 preliminary budget items.
Yeah, I just wanted to touch base with the committee on some of the budget things that we're looking at. We are in budget process right now, so nothing's finalized. It's all preliminary right now. But a few of the bigger items, both capital projects and equipment, those are seem to be the big dollar number items. Just wanted to run through a few things with the committee just to give you an idea of where we're kind of looking and some of the years that we're looking at along with some of the costs. On the capital projects, which is the, let's see how it's listed. The one that starts with, at the top, Broadview Soccer Complex parking lot. These, all these items are in here, preliminary, and I didn't want to get too over or too anxious with where these are going to be placed, especially with us doing this outdoor rec plan, because I feel that that will guide us a little bit more on what's most important, especially once we do the survey and how we want to place things, and how we can fund them and whatnot. But for what we've got placed in here so far, some of the higher priority needs that I've seen since I've been here in my short period of time, but I'll just list them here real quickly. Broadview Soccer Complex parking lots, their gravel parking lots have been for as long as I know, 20 plus years, I think, and
very small.
Yeah, and are really in need of shaping and paving. And
you need to actually look at paving.
At paving them, yes, yeah. Well, considering that that's a policy with the village that they try to make sure all parking areas are paved. How do you enforce something when you don't follow it necessarily yourself? So we're gonna try to get funding for that. One thing that I want to try to institute is an annual park entrance signage replacement program, and just put X amount of dollars into our capital improvement plan and replace one or two signs a year at our parks and upgrade them to nice monument signs, something like that. East River Trail rehab phase two. Last year, the village, 2014, the village did the majority of the trail up from Wheezy Park up to Green Isle Park up to the bridge. And because of funding, had to cut out a portion of that. So now we're looking to finish that within Green Isle Park, widening the trail and repaving. And then even adding a few more portions of the trail if we can. Just to be finished with that project and make it all cohesive and complete. Park amenities replacement program, that's another program, annual program to set aside or have monies in the capital improvement plan for things such as picnic tables, bike racks, the things that don't necessarily get thought about until it's beyond repair or that. So that's what those would be, to make our parks look nice and have all adequate amenities within the parks. So. Community center feasibility study, that is something we're going to be looking at. We will find out, I hope, next week if the community center, Alloway Community Center, makes the state historical registry. And if it does, that would mean one thing. If it doesn't, that means another thing as far as what we can do with renovations, funding sources, things like that, grant opportunities. So the first stage in that all would be a feasibility study, bring in a consultant with engineers, take a look at the structure, what can we do to it. It'd be nice to take that facility and remodel, renovate it, make it a better usable facility on the inside, especially for our senior population. They utilize it quite a bit for different programs. So, make larger bathrooms, upgrade, kitchen, make it a nice facility. So that's something that we'd be looking at. Kiwanis Park Playground, that's the one of the playgrounds that's probably the oldest that needs the most replacement. But in looking at all of our playgrounds, like Jeff had said, that the playgrounds have a lifespan, and every year, every couple of years, if you replace them on a timely schedule, then it's not that you need to do them all at once. So another item that is listed on here, Riverview Park overflow parking. We're looking at some ideas on how to alleviate the lack of parking down at Riverview Park as well as Broadview Soccer Complex. One of the ideas is trying to utilize space maybe in between the two parks since they're adjacent to each other, so that each park can share the other's parking, because maybe they don't both need it at the same time. They can utilize, you know, all the other parking. So that's something that we'll be looking at.
Quite frankly, with this survey, I wouldn't be surprised if one of the number one complaints that comes back is parking at all of our parks.
And I would not disagree with you on that, because that's one thing I've noticed as well, that it's all of our locations could utilize some additional parking, especially when you have sport groups that are utilizing different things, or people that want to access the trail, you know, East River Trail and that. So.
Just a question for you. Is Riverview Park where the softball fields are?
That is correct. Yep. That's the softball complex.
A lot of people don't know that's called Riverview.
No.
No, they call it the softball complex?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A
couple more items that are on there. East Lawn Park Shelter. That's East Lawn Park, which is up on our north end of town, is in need of refurbishment or... you know, we'd take a look at that on what definitely needs to be done if we can utilize that structure the way it is. But it's not ADA compliant. It's very aged and not utilized in its current capacity. So, you know, that there's several other parks that there's the facilities, the shelter buildings need that, but those are the type of things that we look at a plan like this and we can space out over time. So, Optimus Park Trail and Boardwalk, that was something we would be looking at in the future. Sunset Park expansion and trail, there's a portion of Sunset Park that's actually on the riverside of the Fox River Trail, south towards the boat plant. That it's kind of wooded, has a lot of buckthorn in there. We're going to be working with conservation group and Brown County Parks starting this year. Well, I think they actually started last year with some buckthorn removal, and we're going to continue that process and then look at maybe utilizing that as, you know, a nice nature trail through there with a gazebo or something, or some overlooks over the river. So those are some thoughts. Langley Park Playground, you know, that's one that would be in need of replacement as well. So that's just the start of the list. I didn't want to get too gung-ho on that, knowing that our outdoor rec plan, you know, we're updating that, which will reflect a lot of how we lay it out in our capital improvement plan.
One thing I just don't see on there, Chris, and I haven't been on them this year at all, but the tennis courts. Where does tennis courts maintenance fall?
And that is something that definitely can be put in there. We have, over the last few years, resurfaced some. We actually, just this summer, resurfaced Langley Park. So that one's been done. Kiwanis Park had been done. So
there isn't an imminent need?
Not an imminent need, but there is a need, and we've noticed that. And that's something that, you know, Jeff and Rebecca, when we did our tour today, I pointed a couple of those out. Webster Park, for example, East Lawn, those are a couple that are in need at some time in the near future. So, another thing that has come up, which we'll see, you know, how it goes through the process, but even the possibility of lighting tennis courts, say, down at Green Isle. You know, we're thinking that might be an excellent opportunity to utilize that facility for a long period of time, and, you know, that's our most utilized tennis facility at Green Isle Park. So.
And the lights would have the least impact on residents because they're
at that
location,
set away
from
correct.
The streets.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So, that's just a start of the list. Preliminary, like we said, and
how do you rank priority? What does that mean?
Priorities would be, is it, and it goes from 1 to 5, and is it 1 being has to be done now, 5 being it'd be great, you know, if we could ever do it. So, you know, a lot of these, what we've seen, and this is a new program for us in the village, it's a capital improvement computerized program. that this is the first year we're utilizing it. And so it's a little bit of feeling out process for us as well. And so the priority gives us...
That's where you put them.
That's where how I prioritize them, and then we will meet as staff, and we'll go through them and with the different departments, and we'll see, okay, you know, is that really a priority two or three, and is there funding for it? How are we going to fund these type of things? And so it'll weigh out. And so, any other questions? Okay. The other one, on the other side of the sheet, is our equipment replacement. It's a little bit different as far as the funding sources go for our equipment. We have a separate funding source that we utilize here. It's our equipment replacement fund that we put monies aside from the time that we purchase a new piece of equipment. We start setting aside funds for the next one. So that builds up money. So when that lifespan of that piece of equipment comes up, we have the funds available already. So we don't have to go out and borrow money for that or find another funding source. So typically these are all laid out ahead of time because, you know, a typical truck has a 10-year lifespan or a mower has a 6-year lifespan or different things like that. So we know those ahead of time. So we know pretty much how those lay out, and we tweak them from year to year. You know, we talk with our staff, we talk with our mechanics. Can this piece of equipment, you know, make it another year, or does this other one need to be moved up because it's, you know, in disrepair and is costing us more money in repairs, then maybe we need to, you know, switch some of those things around. So these are a few of the items that we're looking at over the next 5 years for purchase and replacement of that. One of the new ones, the top one there, is a Toro debris blower. And that's something that I brought on board. I had purchased one when I was over in Howard, and we saw great utilization for that, especially with our trails, of keeping debris clean. Hook it up to a cart and drive right down the trail and blow all the stuff right off the trail, and keep them all nice and clean, and keep our parking lots clean, and utilize it for leaf cleanup in the fall and that. So, you know, that's a piece of equipment that we're going to try to get into our fleet. So, high-dollar piece of equipment. You see that number two, Parks mower, $75,000. It's amazing how much a mower costs. But that's our large area lawnmower. We cut a lot of acreage with that. It has big wings on it, 16-foot length of a cut. But, you know, cuts our ball diamonds, soccer fields, big green spaces in short amount of time, but $75,000, it's amazing, you know, how much one of those pieces, how many nice trucks can you buy for that, you know, it's like, but,
buy a lot of goats.
Oh, yeah, you can buy all sorts of stuff for that, and every one of those, you know, it doesn't matter what size, a commercial mower, lawnmower, they're just expensive. There's a lot of little parts on them and engineering involved in them, and, it's unbelievable.
It'll
so
take a while to cut Broadview soccer fields with a 48-inch deck.
Yeah, get a guy out there on a little John Deere. Right? So, so that's what that list is. Just to give you an idea of some of the types of equipment that we'll be looking at over the next few years and you know, funding for. So, any questions with that? Great.
Anything else on preliminary budget items? Any other questions? Okay, moving ahead, future agenda items. Anything that anyone would want added to future committee agenda items regarding our park and rec and forestry programs?
Yeah.
I think we've got plenty going.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot going in the next few months. Mm-hmm. With especially with the outdoor rec plan, next meeting I'll bring back some more information on the budget for you, information, and those type of things. So, okay.
Anything else? Otherwise, do I have a motion for adjournment?
I'll motion to adjourn.
And I have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you.
Well, thank you all for coming.
Hit the red button.
In my consumer report, I don't know if I saw that. And play some Roundup.
Vinegar and Epsom salt.
It really works.
Does it kill the roots or just kill the green?
I sprayed it on about a month ago in there.
Oh, well.
They're dead?
They're dead.
Okay.
In my driveway and so forth. Okay. I just thought I'd...
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm going to try that this weekend.
It'd be good to play in the newsletter if it works. If it's more environmentally friendly.
Because, of course, we live close to the park, and we've seen, I don't know if we've seen it this year, but we've seen them spray around the swing, you know?
Okay, okay.
Knocking weeds down.
Sure, sure.
My wife didn't think much of that.
Sure. No, thank you very much. That's very interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Is it posted anywhere after it is sprayed? Because typically when you treat your lawn, don't you post it that, like, people or dogs shouldn't go on it afterwards? So
right, yeah, typically we post them within a park. In a right-of-way, legally you don't have to.
Yeah, but like when you're supposed to put
a little posting up,
okay.
Which by law I think has to stay up till the sunset the following day.
Okay.
That's what the commercial ones say.
Typically I don't have them spray anything that the average homeowner wouldn't put on their lawn type of products. We don't put any restricted use, I would say, any of that type of product. So, by law, we're supposed to post it.
Does the village do anything to remove the